Every week we catch up with Singleton Council. This morning, Mayor Sue Moore joins me. Sue, how are you doing?
Well, thanks, Jess. Really good.
You almost had an even busier month on your hands, putting your hand up for the candidacy for the New South Wales Nationals for the by-election. Didn't get it. Dave Lazell did. What are your thoughts on the by-election? I mean, there's so many candidates coming forward now.
There's a really huge field of candidates for the by-election. I feel like, obviously Singleton is the almost the centre of the universe at the moment, with everyone we've got coming to the to the town, candidates, by-election, and so different, so unusual, because there's no elections across the whole state, being that it is a by-election. There's a lot of interest just locally, but state and even nationally, really.
Yeah.
So there's, obviously there's going to be many different issues come forward, not just the Singleton, and it is a huge electorate, and many different issues, and many of those issues are conflicting with each other. So it's not a solution plan for one plan fixes all. I wish all the candidates the best of luck. It's not going to be easy, and it's certainly going to be one of those elections that preferences play a major part.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. And when it comes to Singleton Council area, there are, of course, things that you have on your advocacy document that you would like whoever gets in to push for and fight for.
Absolutely. And, of course, there's our bypass design is of utmost. We've already got an early indication from the Deputy Premier that he would have a look at that design, particularly the full interchange at the Putty Road, which is the major part of our concern.
Yeah.
Dual lanes secondary, but the full interchange is the major aspect of our concern for the bypass. Of course, there's other things in our advocacy document that many members of our community are concerned about: the upgrades needed for our police station and the staffing levels at our police station. Some people might not be aware that the courthouse is temporarily closed. Cases go to Muswellbrook because the internet audio facilities need upgrading in the courthouse, and they, you know, being such an old building, it's problematic. There's many other things, of course, that continue on from our same. This advocacy document is actually Mark 3. So we've revised it as we've gone through the time, and some things have altered slightly. Some things have received some movement on, like the two more trains group. We have actually got the two more trains, but it's a trial stage, so we need commitment that it's going to continue. We need directions and leadership on the waste and recycling issues. That's, of course, ongoing. And the... of course, a big one is the drive for the regional approach to economic diversification across our area. There's several issues around power stations and coal mines, of course, and the ongoing issues with them. Also, the planning and continuing work around water security and status. So there's many issues that we've got through there. I think there's probably still about 20 items that we have there. I'm just flicking through the pages, and everyone that I come to is important to somebody. Affordable housing, working through that, of course, and also one for me that I've always been particularly interested in is review of the standard instrument regarding the rural landholders, so allowing blocks that are smaller than 40 hectares in the rural area so that people can effectively have a few horses without having to have a 40-hectare block.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's some really big things that mean a lot to a lot of people. So,
yeah.
And there's the smaller things that mean so much to so many more people. So
exactly.
We've tried to put everything in a document and summarise it, keep it to 20 points. So, as I said, keen to... already signed off on a letter to go out to all the candidates, so they'll be having a copy of this letter as soon as it gets to them. So
yeah.
If they have any further questions, my contact details will be on that.
Fantastic. And Sue, there is a council meeting coming up this week. One of the things on the agenda is something that's already been through Upper Hunter Shire Council and Muswellbrook Shire Council, and that's moving from level 2 water restrictions to level 1, which I imagine will happen.
Undoubtedly we will move back to level 1 at the council meeting on Monday night. I don't see any argument for staying on level 2. The water level of Glenys Creek Dam is probably getting up towards 60% now, which it looks like it will continue to increase rather than decrease, particularly as we're moving into winter and less water is being used everywhere.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense to move back to level 1 and also be in line with the other two council areas so that people understand, you know, when they hear on the radio what level water restrictions people are on, they're not getting confused.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That makes sense.
Yep. And what else have we got on the agenda, Sue?
The minutes of several council meetings. There's also, of course, our Community Economic Development Fund policy, which we've been talking about for quite some time and keen to progress that, of course, and we're now calling that our legacy fund. So that's a huge piece of work and a board that will continue on to progress economic and social activities through the single and local government area for many years to come. So that was a proportion of any VPA funds go into that fund, so that will be actually ongoing into the future. So that's great and looking forward to that continuing. There's also a planning proposal that may interest some people. It's at Edinburgh Avenue, and that's a country tennis club site, a very exquisite little country tennis club that's hidden in there, and they're looking to do a planning proposal to subdivide off a couple of house blocks of land on unused tennis courts, but it requires rezoning of that for that to happen. So
yeah,
that would be first looking at that to progress that for them. So yeah, council meeting, but busy as always.
Yes.
And then of course we're thinking about elections in September too, so we're working towards that as well in September. So
fantastic. Heaps going on. Sue, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Jess. Cheers. Bye.